I'm Ricky Bevington for 88.5 GPB Atlanta. This summer, on All Things Considered, we are telling the surprising stories about how Atlanta places got their names. We're calling it What's in a Name? Today, our Atlanta backstories have a water theme. We start with Charles Arnold Brown, who asked us on Facebook where Beaver Ruin Road comes from. Well, the road in Gwinnett County is named for a nearby creek. The Beaver of Beaver Ruin Creek was a Cherokee man named Beaver Toter. A flash flood destroyed his house and property, leaving poor Beaver ruined. Georgia also has another Beaver Ruin Creek in Clark County. Its origin is more of what you'd expect from a place named Beaver Ruin. That creek was named after flooding caused by local beaver dams destroyed the surrounding area. Mike Burns in Roswell wonders why there's an Atlanta street named after a Spanish conquistador. According to the journal Southern Spaces, Ponce de Leon Avenue isn't just named for explorer Juan Ponce de Leon. Its name comes from Atlanta's own quote-unquote fountain of youth. The Ponce de Leon Springs were once where Ponce City Market is today. In the 1860s, many Atlantans enjoyed taking leisurely day trips to the natural springs, and one of those visitors, local physician Henry Wilson, believed the waters had rejuvenating powers. So he named the springs after Ponce de Leon and his legendary quest for the Fountain of Youth. Mike Burns was also curious about Faux Killer Creek. We discovered that Faux Killer is actually a misnomer. The stream is between Roswell and Alpharetta. It's really called Four Killer Creek. According to historian John Goff, it was named for a Cherokee chief in the 1830s. Four Killer lived at the head of the stream that bears his name. Cherokee warriors were ranked by the number of enemies they'd conquered, one killer, two killer, so on. So with four kills under his belt, Four Killer was a prominent member of his Cherokee community. I'm Ricky Bevington for What's in a Name. Keep listening to All Things Considered this summer. My team and I will continue to answer your names weekdays on 88.5 from 4 to 7.